Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. The numbers of confirmed coronavirus cases and fatalities in this country are just staggering, with the death toll now at more than 9,000 from 325,000 confirmed cases. Add to that a stark prediction this morning from Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General on NBC.
The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives.
And on CBS, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease specialist, is saying,
we're going to continue to see an escalation. We should hope that within a week, maybe a little bit more, we'll start to see a flattening out of the curve and coming down.
41 states and Washington, D.C. now have stay-at-home orders. California's Gavin Newsom, the first governor to issue such an order, has a message for the nine holdouts.
Our message is this: what are you waiting for? What more evidence do you need?
Newsom put his order in place almost a month ago, and now this state, with a population twice the size of New York State, has a tenth of the coronavirus cases. Dr. Robert Wacher, with the medical school at the University of California, San Francisco, tells NBC,
in the city of San Francisco, we have had 8 people die. If we had followed the trajectory that they're seeing in New York or New Orleans or Detroit, we would have had hundreds of people die by now.
President Trump has so far at least not issued a federal stay-at-home order, but Dr. Fauci on CNN counters,
if you look at what's going on in this country, I just don't understand why we're not doing that.
Then there are the masks, with the Federal Centers for Disease Control now saying everyone here should be wearing one in public. But the president did not want a federal mandate on that either, and is saying it's voluntary and that he will not be wearing one.
I think wearing a face mask, as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens, I don't know, somehow I don't see it for myself.
But for the rest of us, that's my wife Barbara at the sewing machine making masks out of fabric for us and a neighbor. I mentioned last week I was seeing about a quarter of people wearing masks here in L.A., and Milsey and Basil, now with a strong suggestion from the CDC and from L.A.'s mayor that people don them, the number of those wearing nose and mouth protection of some kind is more like 3/4.
Yeah, there's no mandate here, is there, about masks?